This show ain't over yet. All right. This is the way it started at the Bottom Line many, many years ago in Manhattan. And I have had great, great, wonderful times and call Long Island my summer home and love you dearly. And thank you for all these years of inspiration and friendship. I'm going to leave you with a little song about keeping your sense of humor in hard times, which seems to probably be appropriate these days. He went to Paris looking for answers to questions that bothered him so. He was impressive, young and aggressive, saving the world on his own. But the warm summer breezes, the French wines and cheeses put his ambitions at bay. Summers and winters scattered like splinters, and 4 or 5 years slipped away. Then he went to England, played the piano, and married an actress named Kim. They had a fine wife, she was a good wife, and bore him a young son named Jim. And all of the answers to all the questions he locked in his attic one day. 'Cause he liked the quiet, clean country living, and 20 more years slipped away. Well, the war took his baby. Bombs killed his lady and left him with only one eye. His body was battered, his whole world was shattered, and all he could do was just cry. While the tears were falling, he was recalling answers he never found. So he hopped on a freighter, skidded the ocean, and left England without a sound. Now he lives in the islands, fishes the pilots, drinks that green label each day, writing his memoirs, losing his hearing, but he don't care what most people say. 'Cause through 86 years of perpetual motion, if he likes you, he'll smile and say, Jimmy, some of it's magic, some of it tragic, but I had a good life all the way. Thank you. And he went to Paris looking for answers to questions that bothered him so. Thank you again. We love you. God bless, and drive safely. See you on the beach.